Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here in Audio Boom. I'd like to respond to an audio put up by Melusi. I think that's how you pronounce it, or is it Melusi? And the title for audio was Just a Question for Christians Trying to Understand Skirts and Dresses. And she was talking about, I think it was some family member or members or a relation to family members. I'm sure she mentioned her mother. And it was regarding the group, if you like, of Christians that had been set up by, I would read it as men, to be perfectly honest with you. And part of the requisite for the females within that group, I don't want to use the word sect, but it sounds to me kind of sectish, if you like. But part of the requisite for the female members was to wear dresses or skirts, that trousers or pants, as they say in America and Canada. Trousers and shorts would not be allowed. You would have to wear dresses or skirts. That's if you're female, of course. And I think there was something else in the rules. I can't remember. Anyway, I think Melissa's question was, what do other Christians think of this, and is that part of our Christian society, as it were? Well, it's not. I'm a Catholic Christian, Roman Catholic, and that doesn't exist. But it harks back to the days where, not really so long ago, where women were not allowed to enter into the church, the chapel, as it were, without head gear. Mainly head scarves or a mantilla or something like that. Women were required to enter a church covered, head covered, in other words. And that kind of became diluted as time went on, that gradually, as the younger generations came along, they disregarded that requirement, as it were. And so over the years, you would come to a point where you would only see the older women of the church wearing headscarves or mantillas, and the younger generations wouldn't be wearing anything. And nowadays, pretty much, there is no requirement in the first place, but also the only people that I've seen wearing headscarves, etc., in Catholic chapels has been either an extremely old lady or in foreign countries, and particularly in Italy and Rome, where it still seems to be pretty prevalent. But it's no longer a requirement. With regards to dresses and skirts and trousers and shorts and all that kind of stuff, there are no requirements, to my knowledge, in the Roman Catholic Church for anything like that. Women wear what they wear, and it's just a general mix. Of course, with modern days, most women nowadays of all ages are wearing jeans or trousers, slacks, whatever you call it, tights, and very, very few wear skirts or dresses to the chapel, that is. Now, I'm assuming that Melissa's saying that this is when the females attend church. If it's more than that, if it's the fact that no matter where they go, they are required to wear dresses or skirts, then I would say that's definitely sectish, because it's an imposition, and saying that it's a dogma, literally, you know, that you have to do that. I may have to re-listen to it. But what I am taking out of it is that this particular group of Christianity, of Christians, has been set up and established by men. Because men like to do things like that. Men like to dictate and be in control of women. It does not always work. That's my wife. But I believe that, you know, virtually all the rules that came out of churches, no matter what the denomination is, if you look at the Muslim community or Hinduism and that, they were all basically established, set up by men, women being subordinate, etc. And so the rules, whatever the rules were, whether the rules were set for men or set for women, were set up by man. And that was exactly the same in the Catholic Church, where male men, popes and bishops and archbishops and priests all set rules, and then the man of the family, he would be the dominant figure, so he would pretty much decide even what his wife would wear to chapel, if it was appropriate or not. So all these things were male dominated, if you like. So I still believe that the section of Christianity that Melissa talks about has been set up by men, and they are dictating what the woman should wear, and I do not agree with that. Women should feel equally as free to wear, within reason, of course, what they like at any time or within a church, so long as you're reasonably dressed. I mean, I have, maybe I'm old school, but then again, I've been to many, many different and varied churches throughout my life, on holiday, no matter where you've been, what country you're in, and I've never, to my knowledge, seen anyone wearing something that was totally inappropriate, like a bikini, you know, or something like that. Never, ever. So you can see within that females, I mean, because men tend to, even if a man wears a t-shirt and shorts, he still looks, you know, casually dressed. So to see a man extremely dressed or totally inappropriately dressed would have to be something quite obscure. But for women, because of the variety of clothes that a woman can wear and get away with it, which a man can't, I'm not saying a man wearing women's clothes, I mean a man wearing men's clothes, women seem to have such a vast wardrobe of clothes that can wear and still look damn good in. But I've never seen any women being appropriate. So I'm guessing that to actually dictate to women as to whether to wear dresses or shorts or skirts or pants or whatever, I think it's definitely sectish, and I don't agree with it. They should feel free to wear what they like. That's just my views, of course. So in answer to Melissa's question about what other Christians wear, no, in the Catholic Church there is no prerequisite now, but standards are still upheld. Women still have decency to wear, even though it's quite smart, modern, straight out the catalogue kind of stuff. Ultra modern, it still looks nice, it's still totally appropriate. Because at the end of the day, to belong to any religious group, denomination, sect, whatever, to belong to that, it surely it's more about what you are believing in than what you're wearing, if you know what I mean. So just because someone comes along to a church, to a mass or a certain occasion, and is wearing the plainest, boring, old clothes, very staid, and wears a headscarf, does not mean to say that that woman or man, headscarf, is any better that in their faith than the person or the woman sitting next to them or a seat in front, wearing a really smart, ultra modern top and shorts, if you know what I'm saying. In fact, it could be the opposite, that other person in the smart gear is a better person in their faith than the old staid person. Or the older dressed state person, if you don't try to say. It's all about the faith, it's all about your belief, it's all about how you behave in life, not just in the church, out with the church. In fact, generally, the church is life, is the open life. Church doesn't, it calls you for an hour or so, at least in the Christian society, once a week, in the Catholic society, at least once a week. But the actual fact, your church, your faith, your belief is every moment of your life. And every person you come across, it's not what you wear. Absolutely not. So I hope that answers your question, Melissa. Good subject, by the way. But I definitely believe that that's a wee bit sectish for my my taste. There you go. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.